Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I hope you are having a good day today. I'm very apologize about the delay. I got some issues in the morning, so I have been took off like a 2 days straight. So the body feel like a different, you know, and have been doing the same thing for like a few months, and then stop like a few days, and then you can feel it. So I hope you have been really good, how everything was good in your family, how you enjoy the last 2 days, and you were with your family together, enjoying together. And today I want to talk about a hope restore. Something is happening or have been happened on this earth right now. It's like a lot of people have lost their hope. Their hope has been destroyed, you know, for different reasons. And that's very hard to restore, like at the hub. Because when you looking around and you see everything bad, you look around like you see like nothing good might happen soon. And then you start like lost in like whatever you believe. And sometimes you even lost the faith in God, because you start thinking and you start asking yourself like why this happening, how bad I really are, like to be, you know, to this be happening to me. That's a lot of questions we do ourselves when like everything around us is bad, when we see like the situation around us like really bad. And sometimes, we feel like a down. We feel like it's nothing, you know, around us. Is anywhere it can give into us? You can have a big restore on the hub. But the Bible saying that book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, says something. It said those who have wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not be faint. So the Bible said to those people who wait in the Lord, they're gonna happen a lot of things. And one of those things gonna happen is they're gonna be renewed their strength. If you have lost your strength, you have been lost the power, then God is gonna renew it. And that's something very, very deep. When we see the power of God, restoring our strength. You know, it's I get better, I feel better. It's not something like that. It's something bigger. Because the Bible said they should mount out with wings like an eagle. And they made a comparison between the power, the strength of the eagles, the wings of the eagles. And they said something else too. So they should run and not be weary. Let's work you can continue working hard, and you won't get tired. You don't get with pain. You won't get disturbed, because you're gonna be, God is gonna restore, you're gonna renew your strength. And then they said they should walk and not be faint. So the Bible's giving a promise to our life. But everything is going through, the Bible says, with those who wait on the Lord. Those who wait, you know, by the time of God. Most of the time, we get stressed, we get frustrated, because we want everything on our time. And that's something we need to be, you know, clear about. It's everything's happened not in our time. Everything's happening, you know, whatever we want. Everything happens when God's time is right. And most of the people, that's the issue they have. They can wait, because we have been in war. It's everything is for now. It's like a microwave. We put the food inside and 2 minutes, 1 minute is ready to eat. So we think God is like that too. We ask something to him and one day, 2 days later, that happened. Sometimes that happened like that, but not most of the time. Because sometimes you need to wait for the specific time of God. And we are close to Him. We like, you know, have like a close relationship with Him. Then you start learning about this thing. You start learning like when you wait. And a psalm is saying something like about that, like charters, the Bible saying something about that. Those who wait, those like when we wait in the Lord, He's gonna restore everything, gonna restore our hope, gonna restore our faith. He's restoring, you know, our life. But we need to give Him the opportunity to do it. You gotta be give Him like the right time to do it. Because sometimes like we say like I'm ready, you know, to receive my miracle. I'm ready to receive like my blessing. But we really think about it like, are we really ready? And how we know we are not ready? When like everything start getting worse, when everything start like getting really bad around you, and say like, you know what, like why is this happening? Why, you know, I didn't receive my you know, the answer. Why didn't receive like, I didn't see God working on this. Like He's working. But the thing is like we don't see it with our eyes. We gotta close our eyes. We gotta open our faith. We gotta open like our spiritual eyes to see what God is working. And like the Bible got a promise. And the promise is those who wait in the Lord. Not those who's trying to do a lot of things to be able to God do something. No. The Bible said those who wait. We gotta wait with faith. We gotta wait like knowing like a God is gonna do something. We gotta wait like a knowing like a God is taking care of our needs. We gotta know like God is always there to listen to her or praise, to be ready to jump on when we lost our power, when we lost the strength, when we lost the hope. He restoring everything. He restored our hope. He restored our strength. He renewed our strength. And we got to think about that. The Bible says we should mourn out with wings like an eagle. We are strong, but we wait in God. When we wait for His time, not our time. Because our time is different than His time. Because in humanity, we want everything that the way we want it. We want everything that time we want it. This is like a 1 day, 2 days, a month, 2 months, like after we want it. Then say like, oh, you know what? That's not gonna happen. God's not gonna do it. And we start lost in our hope. Our faith should start going down. But we gotta keep it strong. We gotta keep, you know, waiting on God. He's powerful. He's almighty. It's like He take care of everything. We are His sons. After we like proclaim Jesus as our Savior, so we became part of His Son, part of His body. Just wait. Don't get stressed. Don't get frustrated. Just wait for the right moment that God is gonna do something. He's ready. He's ready to do it. Just wait. Be patient. Just wait. He's gonna do it. Don't get frustrated. Start thinking. Start opening your mind. Start opening your eyes, your spiritual eyes, and you're gonna see it. What He's doing on His time. So that's the reflection for today. And again, I'm gonna apologize. Like I did the transmission too late today. Like I got some issues in the morning, but here I am. And hope you're gonna have a blessed day today, and I'm gonna enjoy the rest of the day. And thank you for be watching, be following this part of this channel. And I hope you're gonna have a good day today, and God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. with a new live streaming. Tomorrow we're gonna be talking about like deliverance, so don't last it. So God bless you, and see you tomorrow.